Let's see. We have a little bit more I want to talk here about Alvin Green down in South Carolina. And now, you know, since down in South Carolina, you know, there's a certain good friend of mine named Big Fatty from the Big Fatty Online podcast. And I think we need a little blame here.
That's right.
It's now time for Blame It on Big Fatty, the segment where we blame everything that happens in life on that big fat bag of gas down there in the South Kakalaki. Ruined!
Now, Big Fatty really ruined it this time.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Now, Big Fatty really ruined it this time.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 785 of the BFO for Thursday, the 3rd of February, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. We'll talk about Beauty and the Beast. Big Fatty? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, let me just tell you, I am recording this very, very late on Groundhog's Day. And y'all, I tell you what, y'all, there's something strange going on because y'all, did y'all ever see that, I'll tell you what that is in just a minute, but, did y'all ever see that movie with that Bill Murray of the same name, Groundhog's Day? Y'all, it was one of those things where every morning he'd wake up and the exact same things would happen again and 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 again. And y'all, I mean, it's just, it's like, I mean, it's as if I am, living in that movie or something like that. Y'all, it's just the
Straight off, already. I totally got it wrong.
That's a faux pas if ever there was one.
I know. I feel like a champ, a complete champ. But, you know, I think I'm just working on a different clock to everyone else.
What, you're listening to it in a 28-hour marathon.
I don't know what you lot are listening to, but I'm listening to Pride 28.
So much better.
It's shorter.
Okay. Now, we had a few people talking in the chat room while we were playing that song about our songs and everything, and we're really glad you like them, obviously. And Daniel Brewer did a nice suggestion. He says, I have a challenge for Flat 29 to make a song in the future with a sing-along chorus that we can record our vocals to and send them to you. Then you'll have a big chorus. I think this is a good idea to make a kind of Pride 48 anthem where we can record a chorus, get everyone to send in a little bit. It's a vocal. Maybe a big fatty rap.
Yeah. Always worth a go.
Yeah. Okay.
It'd be like what we do every week where we send it to each other to do stuff, but doing it to the whole of Pride 48.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'd just like to say here that a formal apology.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 784 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 2th of February, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we are going down into the Fat Cave and talking about quiz programs, yes! Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, today, the 2th of February, is Granny's birthday, y'all. And he's 155 today. No, he's 56 today. 156 today. And y'all, there's another special birthday today. But Big Fatty, you have forgotten to play the music. You've got to play the music to make it official. Y'all know Granny done listen. He's 156. Hell, he can barely breathe. But y'all, someone who does listen that's having a birthday today, the 2th of February, Ground Frogs Day, is y'all, is that one and only, the one and only Drusilla Blomido, dear Gussie. Dear Gussie, let me just tell you. And y'all, the Drusilla Blomi is talking about, oh, I'm going to go put my toe in the ocean. Y'all, it's crazy. Y'all, that's what those polar bears do or something. He's going to go, and y'all, I think he has been invaded by some sort of entity, like the Omar entity. And the Omar entity, yes, Big Freddy, the Omar entity. Y'all, he wants to go have some scrimps or something like that. Quite frankly, you know, it sounds delicious, but we're going to have the gigantic dinner with Granny and Miss Porter and Granny's family, y'all. It is always white trash come to town. I mean, yeah, I shouldn't say white trash come to town. That insults white trash. But anyway, happy birthday to Granny and to Drusilla Blomi. Yes, Big Granny. But y'all, I thought it's also Groundhog's Day, and I thought I'd go over here to the wiki just so that you would know a little bit more about Groundhog's Day. Because, Big Freddy, we don't know. We know that they pull out that Punxsutawney poopa. Y'all, do you see what I mean? I just feel like I'm reliving yesterday all over again. It just keeps running and running through my head and everything. So, you know, anyway, what can I say? You know, I just get, you know, sometimes I just get things stuck in my head. And why yesterday's show and reminds me, you know, keeps popping up. I just don't know. But they are painting here. In the building that the Fat Cave is in, and y'all, they must have heard that the Ginger Bear would be coming by for a visit, and so y'all, they're sprucing the place up for the arrival of the Ginger Bear. So y'all, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. The Ginger Bear, y'all, the Ginger Bear ain't right. The Ginger Bear ain't right. Y'all, he is, oh, I wish I had been in the Chicago's for the Snowmageddon. Y'all, I'm telling you, he is going to get up there and he's going to go, oh, this is lovely. Oh, this is so much fun. And he and Miss Lauren will sit there and they'll paint each other's toenails. And this is lovely. And then, y'all, he'll start to smell like a ginger bear. And Miss Lauren's going to go, oh, dear Gussie. And, y'all, by the way, the reason I'm recording this so late is because, as I mentioned on yesterday's show, we were going to dinner with Granny and Miss Porter and Granny's family, and y'all, we went to a place called the California Dreamin', and y'all, that is not the song by the Mamas and the Papas, but y'all, it is a restaurant, and y'all, they have these ginormous solids, and y'all, I had the California Dreamin' solid, and y'all, it comes, y'all, it's enough for three people, and I ate every bit of it, every bit of it. And, y'all, it is all the mixed greens, and then they put on the cheese, and they put on ham, and they put on bacon, and they put on, what else do they put on it? I don't remember what else they put on it. Oh, they usually put egg and tomato, but y'all, I do not eat the hard-boiled egg. No, Big Freddy, it's as vulgar as the mayonnaise and the avocado and the walnut, vulgar, and it's And oh, they put almonds on it too. And the tomato. Do not like the tomato either. So I don't have that on there. But the almonds are on there for a little crunch. And y'all, then I got the almost no fat vinegar. Big Fatty, who would have thought you would have gotten anything almost no fat? But y'all, that was the dressing that I had, and it was lovely. Just lovely. So anyway, y'all, there was a but anyway, I don't know what I was saying. Well, that's why I'm recording so late. I know I was saying something else, but I don't remember what it was now. But anyway, so the ginger bear going to the Chicago's. Y'all, he's going to get up there in the first snow. Oh, it's so pretty, and it's lovely. It's a winter wonderland. And y'all, then he's going to step in dog poop, frozen dog poop, and he's not going to be able to scrape it off of his paw. And, y'all, it's just going to get slushy and mushy and yucky and it's not going to be so pretty. No! So, y'all, I'm taking bets. I'm taking bets as to how long it'll take the ginger bear to go from lovely to this shit sucks. Yes, McCready. Y'all, there was, speaking of this shit sucks, y'all, there was an article on the TV machine. I don't know if it was Wednesday or Tuesday, but y'all, in South Carolina, you know, we have some crazy things that happen here in South Carolina. As you heard at the beginning of today's A Little Show, Mr. Tim Cormall, he and his co-host, they were talking about that Alvin Green, y'all, that was running for the Senate or something like that. I don't know. And y'all, just batshit crazy. Just crazy as hell. And but y'all, something that's come up recently here, and it's not political, but it kind of is, you know, it reeks of political though. And y'all, they are turning they are coming up with an alternative energy source that is going to produce energy for more than 90 homes here in South Carolina. And y'all, they're getting money from the government to do this. And y'all, the heating of the homes and the electricity and all, y'all, you want to know what the energy source is? Y'all, it's pig methane. Bleh! Honey, we're having Cheerios, and you're talking about pooting pigs. Pooting pigs, dear gushy big buddy. But, y'all, it is honest to God truth. They are looking at some sort of thing where these pigs just stand around. I don't know if they stick a hose up their butts or what. I mean, I don't know how you capture pig poop. Not poot, poop. No, not poop, poot. But y'all, I couldn't believe it. I just, you know, it's a fucked up state. That's all I gotta say. Now, y'all, I don't know if those of you on the Twitty, you know, one of the people that joins us oftentimes, for the different, live shows over there at the Pride 48. Y'all, it's that naughty. It's my straight boyfriend, the one that I've made up, according to Straight Bob. The one that the make-believe straight boyfriend over there in the UCK. And y'all, not evidently, y'all, he's just vanished. He has just vanished, and y'all, I couldn't figure out what had happened until I got a request from Steven the UCK, y'all, and he says, "Big Freddy, would you please play the following song?"
In 80 million mailboxes across the USA,
the census is coming to help us find the way.
Help your community get equal government representation, and help show where funds are needed for job programs, new schools, parks, better health care, and more. Answer the 1980 census.
And all your answers are kept confidential by law. answer the census. We're counting on you.
Y'all, evidently they are taking the census. They are taking the census over in the Ark right now, and y'all, evidently Nott has gone undercover. He is in hiding. Y'all, I do not know if he is, if he does not want to be counted or what, but y'all, I believe that is the reason he has. Now, y'all, there have been rumors that he has been sick since Crema. But, y'all, nobody's been sick since, you know, for a month and a half. No, Big Freddy! Maybe he ought to eat some of that pig! Pig, maybe, never mind. Because, you know, he is the vegetarian, y'all. But, y'all, I think he is hiding from the census takers. Y'all and I don't know. I don't know, but you know, y'all, perhaps we will have our own mystery to solve. When we have got our own mystery, you know, maybe there'll be clue. Oh, Big Freddy, please, just tell us where you got the volcano mug and move the show forward. Y'all, speaking of Beauty and the Beast, let me just tell you something. Y'all, you know, I have said that we have these coal mine luncheons here at the coal mine once a month, and y'all, they've tried to, you know, they've had different themes and everything before, and it's made, you know, you can grasp and make it make sense, and you know that you can see where they're coming from on this. But y'all, let me tell you something. The theme for the coal mine luncheon this month, which was held on Wednesday, on Hump Day, on Groundhog's Day, was Beauty and the Beast. That was the theme. So, y'all, we were all getting out our sparkly golden gowns to wear to the luncheon. And, y'all, then we looked at the menu. Now, what would you guess would be the menu for the luncheon with the theme Beauty and the Beast? What would I tell you what, I'm just going to give you a second to think about it. Yes, Big Fatty. All right, that's enough time, because you're never going to get this, y'all. Y'all, the food that was served around that theme was brofkas. They had waffles, they had bacon and eggs, they had sausages, they had chicken noodle soup and a garden salad. They had shrimp and grits. Now, y'all, please, if any of y'all can figure out how in the hell that has anything to do with Beauty and the Beast, please. Please tell me, because I don't get it. I just don't get it. No, Big Freddy, it doesn't make a lick of sense. No. Oh, dear. I said, kind of like this show today, Big Freddy. Didn't make a lick of sense. So y'all got some nice things in the e-letters. Y'all, the Jay the Haunt Cub said he really enjoyed yesterday's show. And that's good, because he gets to hear part of it again today, because y'all, it's that groundhog thing again. Big Freddy, you're fucking it up. You're just fucking it up. Y'all, remember, we're getting near the end of the contest, y'all. So tomorrow I'll be reminding you hot and heavy, and I'll try not to.
Now, Big Fatty really ruined it this time.
Oh, you didn't do it as always.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.